We invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Streamglobe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled, Fruit of the Spirit Part 12. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 reads, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I have just read from the New English Translation. Growing up, Lonra was shy and awkward. Because of this, he suffered at the hands of bullies. And because he did not know how to express himself as well and as intelligently as his mind processed things, he got angry very easily and found it difficult to control himself when he got angry. After believing in the Lord Jesus, anger and lack of self-control when angry were the reasons his first relationship failed, and he did not get married to Trisha. After walking with the Lord for some time, it became clear to him that his lack of self-control was hindering him from walking in higher dimensions of the grace of God for him. This was when he started taking this matter more seriously. As soon as he acknowledged his fault, his healing started. Before, he would blame the person who offended him for the way he could not control himself when he got angry. But the moment he acknowledged that he had a problem and asked the Lord to help him, his healing began. If we must walk in the divine nature, just like God, we must be slow to anger and self-controlled even when we get angry. Go into today remembering that you have the divine nature and the power to put your emotions under control. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Mark 5-6. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Mark 5-6.
They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice,
Son of the Most High God, in God's name, don't torture me.
For Jesus had said to him,
Come out of this man, you evil spirit.
Then Jesus asked him,
What is your name?
My name is Legion.
And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus,
Send us among the pigs! Allow us to go into them!
He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed, begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said,
"Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you."
So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him.
"My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live."
So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought,
"If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed."
Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked,
"Who touched my clothes?"
"You see the people crowding against you,"
his disciples answered.
"And yet you can ask who touched me?"
But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her,
"Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader.
"Your daughter is dead,"
they said.
"Why bother the teacher anymore?"
Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him,
"Don't be afraid, just believe."
He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them,
"Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep."
But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her,
"Talitha kum,"
which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Jesus left there and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed.
"Where did this man get these things?"
they asked.
"What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing?
Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?"
And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them,
"Only in their own towns, among their relatives, and in their own homes are prophets without honor."
He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions.
"Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, Shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them.
They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying,
John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him.
Others said,
he is Elijah.
And still others claimed,
he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago.
But when Herod heard this, he said,
John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead.
For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod,
it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife.
So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled that he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl,
ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you.
And he promised her with an oath,
whatever you ask, I will give you. Up to half my kingdom.
She went out and said to her mother,
what shall I ask for?
The head of John the Baptist,
she answered. At once the girl hurried in to the king with a request.
I want you to give me, right now, the head of John the Baptist on a platter.
The king was greatly distressed. But because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went. They headed John in the prison and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them,
come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.
So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him.
This is a remote place, and it's already very late.
Send the people away, so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.
But he answered,
you give them something to eat.
They said to him,
that would take almost a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?
How many loaves do you have?
He asked.
Go and see.
When they found out, they said,
five and two fish.
Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly, before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said,
"Take courage.
Don't be afraid."
Then he climbed into the boat with them as the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Jesus left there and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed.
"Where did this man get these things?"
they asked.
"What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing?"
"Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?"
And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them,
"Only in their own towns, among their relatives, and in their own homes are prophets without honor."
He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions.
"Take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them."
They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying,
"John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him."
Others said,
"He is Elijah."
And still others claimed,
"He is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago."
But when Herod heard this, he said,
"John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead."
For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod,
"It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife."
So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled that he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl,
"Ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you."
And he promised her with an oath,
"Whatever you ask, I will give you, up to half my kingdom."
She went out and said to her mother,
"What shall I ask for?"
"The head of John the Baptist,"
she answered. At once the girl hurried in to the king with a request.
"I want you to give me, right now, the head of John the Baptist on a platter."
The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went. They headed John in the prison and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them,
"Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest."
So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him.
"This is a remote place and it's already very late.
Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat."
But he answered,
"You give them something to eat."
They said to him,
"That would take almost a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?"
"How many loaves do you have?"
he asked.
"Go and see."
When they found out, they said,
"Five and two fish."
Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly, before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said,
"Take courage.
Don't be afraid."
Then he climbed into the boat with them as the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed.